well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Gary Richard Arnold. His main website for news is news-expose.org. And there's lots of things going on in the news right now. We have the scramble by the left and the gun grabbers to pass red flag laws. And, of course, I believe red flag laws, if they're targeted specifically for mentally ill young people, for example, that have put up a hit list and a rape list like these young people, and should have been grabbed a long time ago. And I, when I heard the long dance by Napolitano talking about how we need to protect our Second Amendment rights, no, when someone's mentally ill, they're mentally ill, okay? They shouldn't get near anything smart, sharper than a pencil near them. But we actually need to get rid of gun-free zones. We need to have a concealed carry permit so you can have a concealed carry anywhere. In New York State, we basically have a disarmed public. We want public also, we want to have more research developing not only lethal, like gun, but non-lethal weapons, not just pepper spray, but let's say a scalar weapon you can aim in a direction, and if used responsibly, you just knock someone to the ground safely so they wouldn't die, but they wouldn't be able to do harm, whether it's sticking you with a knife or hitting with a punching in the face or whatever. So we can use it against Antifa or anybody that's trying to say if they want to use violence against the family, just like the people that surrounded the head of the Senate, McConnell, and yelled outside his home. So, Gary, what's your latest analysis of the dance about red flag laws after these two massacres?
Well, this has been their intent for so long, the Second Amendment. They've been going after it since time began, really. They don't want people to be able to defend themselves or their family against the state or any other people that are allowed privileges or special considerations, such as so-called hate crimes. There is only one crime. Hate crime, by its very definition, is racist. So this perversion of American law and actually basic human law, Ten Commandments, and the basic right to survive and to protect your family is being aimed at by the forces both in the Republican Party, which are playing dead, and the Democratic Party, which is heightening their Mao Cambodian style plans to literally extinguish their opposition.
Right. Now, here's the key issue here. We know 98% of the killings happen in no-gun zones, just like this Walmart. And now, just visualize this. If that Walmart, when that young man with body armor comes in, if there's a 45-year-old black female that happened to have a gun in her concealed carry and was regularly going to her gun range, and women, by the way, when they handle handguns, usually are better shot and are more quick than men when they actually learn how to shoot. That woman would have probably shot the guy, or if she had a non-lethal weapon, let's say she had a knockdown weapon, let's say, and I'm going to go through a list here as we go through the show today, of weapons, some of them I've actually had up with John Moore for more than 10 years. For example, I have up on my website, under wellness conditions, under preparations, how to build a linear accelerator air gun that'll accelerate ball bearings at 20 times the speed of a bullet that'll go through body armor like it's butter, and a welder's flux linear accelerator tube you can make in an afternoon in your garage. You can accelerate a melted welder's flux. It'll accelerate to hundreds of thousand foot per second and be hot enough to actually cut a man in half at 2 miles. I'm also going to start telling people how to actually build some of these things so that they can actually start getting self-defense. The average normal rational person, but when you have somebody mentally ill like these young people and say, why are they mentally ill? And I can give a long list of them, but at least half a dozen reasons. Number one, they're vaccinated. Number two, they have mineral depleted soil. Number three, they don't have proper parenting. The parents are absent without leave. Number four, we have violent video games and violent movies. Number five, there's no longer getting mental health care or grabbing them. They should be grabbed. When they have a death list, for example, this kid in Ohio had a rape and a kill list. And in fact, he evacuated the entire school, I think, months or a year or so ago because they thought the kid was going to come to the school with a weapon. And so there's lots of warnings when these things happen. This doesn't happen in the blank. When I saw the dance by Napolitano, I was disturbed by the fact that in other countries, even in Canada where I practice, if I had a suspicion about somebody from a good relative or a friend, I'd simply call the EMTs and the police, and they'd come and grab somebody and put them in a posy jacket. They would search the house for whatever they had, and they'd do a 48-hour evaluation. If in that evaluation they found a person was dangerous or mentally ill, they got treatment. Now, I believe the treatment I give now is much better with functional medicine than drugs, but you do not want to have somebody out in the public that literally has access to weapons. These are people that are often mentally deficient, or they can't discern reality from marginal reality. They're playing video games that are extremely real. They're watching violent movies or in social media, putting all their anger out in social media, which, by the way, social media is a tentacle of the beast system. And the NSA and these people have total access to this information. They try to pretend like they don't know. They know everything about everybody, okay? So when they try to pretend it's a big problem and it can't be solved, that's because the chaos masters, both on the left and the right, want to pretend that it can't be solved. It's real simple. Get rid of gun-free zones. Allow concealed carry permits everywhere. Allow grabbing people that show signs of being insane. Have a little red box, a red flag box, in every school or public place so you can actually notify authorities. And have a way of actually logging on to see if your notice, which you put in, because it has a serial number or a number to track it, could actually, what happened? In other words, if you notify that somebody is dangerous, you want to know that there was some kind of action taken. This would solve it easily. They don't have to have a giant budget. They talk about increasing, what's called background checks. Background checks are okay. That's no big deal if you're selling a gun. But the real problem is mental illness. We have a lot of mental illness in our country, and it's getting worse. We have a lot of disturbed and depressed people because the church is dead. The society is sick, and it pushes violence in video games and violent movies. Some of these movies are so violent they can't even actually post it even violently on television to kind of promote the movie. In fact, I saw one on Judge the other day. So and when people say you can't solve the problem, that's what I raised this question last week, Barry. Remember we were on and you were knocked off air when we were trying to get you to ask a tough question? I want to start off with the first section of this show. God's given me a talent. You can ask me any question on any area, health, geopolitical, spiritual, astronomical, metallurgical, oceanographic, geopolitical, scientific, whatever, defense against incoming meteors or whatever, or coronal mass ejection of the sun. Stopping earthquakes. You can ask me any question on any area of any human activity on earth, and I will give you an instant answer or a breakdown of the problem to start seeking the answer. So go ahead and ask me, Gary, because what I see is a convolution of the left trying to put out red flag laws and go crazy trying to grab people's guns. Already in states, for example, the Supreme Court's going to review the Supreme Court ruling in New York, which is a violation of the Second Amendment. People are disarmed there. No wonder there's violence there. The public can't get a gun, even a concealed carry permit. They can't, and if they take their gun out of their house, they have to go to a gun range. They're not allowed to actually carry it in their car or on their person, even if they're in danger because of their political, their work situation, or let's say in their public life, they could be in danger. I think the left is insane, and I think the right is impotent. What do you think?
Yeah, I was wondering how could somebody safely propel either tear gas or pepper spray into an area so that the person would be choking and crying and throwing up after he was addressed by what is non-lethal. It certainly wouldn't
be good for
the bystanders, but at least they would not be dead.
Well, let me explain what you do. Right now, we have pepper spray and a pepper spray can. What I do is I have pepper spray balls and have a little air gun. So the pepper spray balls be inside the gun. When the ball would hit you, it would explode, and it would release the pepper directly on the person that is struck rather than being the whole area. We also have other knockdown agents you can give that can actually knock someone down and would make them not be able to see or actually kind of partially paralyze them so they would not stop breathing, but they wouldn't be able to have motor control. So that's something that Dr. Deagle can do right now. We can give you things that we use in anesthesia, for example, a combination with a pepper spray to make your eyes go wonky. And then put them in little balls and have a little accelerator gun. And you can have micro balls or bigger ones. So when it hits you, it goes, the ball hits you, boom, it just bursts and release the pepper spray. Pretty easy, hey? Also, how to make a scalar weapon. I can actually tune to your nervous system and actually aim a little parabolic thing at you. You can have it the size of it in your pocket. And you point in a specific direction, it'll give a scalar frequency to make somebody have a seizure. It's a seizure gun. Just like, the one you see on Star Wars or on Star Trek. I know how to make one. It will basically create your brain, which then train your brain to actually have a seizure activity and make you literally drop to the ground. Now, as soon as you turn it on, it makes them drop and boom. Then you just literally take out and zip tie them. That's all you do. Once they're they're basically incapable of doing anything, even if they're a big male, you zip tie them and they're done. Right?
And the bystanders, they can recover pretty good from that.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, you don't kill anybody. I would spread that. I'm going to actually, the first layer I'm going to do is I'm going to not put out more lethal weapons because I know how to make them. For example, I know how to make a green laser weapon, which you can buy a drone from, say, Amazon or one of these drone companies, and they attach green lasers. But I don't want people starting fires and doing stupid things, but I'm going to set up a series of non-lethal weapons. I'm going to give designs and actually post it up on the site free so people can actually start building them. For example, I guarantee that someone out there is wise. Say, hey, you mean Deagle came up with a good idea. Don't have pepper spray in a pepper gun thing that really spreads out. So if you're 10 feet away from somebody, the spray is so diluted it has no effect. You want a little ball that fires at really high velocity, and when it hits them, it immediately bursts and they get a really high concentration of pepper spray directly on, say, their chest that goes up to their face, and instantly they can't see. Okay? You don't want it diluted by being sprayed across 10 or 20 feet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You want a seizure device that will actually make someone seizure. You can actually have a sound device where I can generate so many decibels, you wouldn't be able to hear it, but it'll actually paralyze you so you can't function. I know how to do that. I know how to actually make a scalar sound device that'll actually create a sound so loud in the subsonic frequency that it can make you basically incapable of functioning. You just aim it in that direction. As soon as you press the button, man, they're done. It won't kill them, but they won't be able to do a damn thing to you, whether they're a big person with a gun or a weapon or a machete. And we can use these in battles, by the way. We can attach these to drones, so when we get to a battlefield, anybody on the other side that's made of flesh, or even if you want a machine, you can actually knock the machine out. I know how to make machine-based scalar weapons that actually knock out the integrated circuits of any system. You know, even if they have some degree of what's called EMP protection, I know how to knock them out. Everything's got a brain. Everything's got scalar induction capacity. Everybody, even metals. You can hit metals with specific scalar frequency and break the metal apart so they actually, if you have a large robot or something, can actually cause the metal to literally deteriorate in front of you. Do you know that?
What do you think the optimal trajectory should be? What about 40 yards or something like that? Or
I think that would get most interior buildings
and malls. But
yeah, exactly. And I would instead of a spray, I'd have little pepper balls. So if somebody's really bright out there listening, say, how, Dr. Deagle, would you do that? In fact, maybe if you want me to help, I'll actually co-patent it with you. A pepper ball machine, which would be really easy. You just take pepper spray and put it in little balls. And the balls are actually, it won't explode when you actually fire them forward because you have a linear accelerator tube with an air gun. But when they hit the target, they're going to burst and they're going to cause a very high concentration of pepper spray directly on the target they hit.
Yeah, well, I see these malls and even the counties themselves find it cheaper to hire some of these private agencies. And I've seen some of them be totally inappropriate inside a city council or supervisor's meeting because they're not trained in the Brown Act or the First Amendment or anything else. And these guys are carrying guns, for crying out loud.
There's three things that are wrong with carrying guns, okay? The first is people aren't going to shoot necessarily at the appropriate time. Or they're going to shoot somebody that should just be knocked down, even if they're about to do some kind of a minor crime, like steal something. And what I want to see is a massive increase in non-lethal weapons, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and what I'd like to see is I'd like to have a system where we deal with the underlying cause of the problem. Do we have a poor person who can't get a food? For example, and once in a while you'll hear somebody on the left that actually says something sense. And I didn't watch the whole interview, but I watched de Blasio on Hannity. And Hannity raised the issue, do you want us to have to pay for the health care of illegals? Now, they have 500,000 illegals in New York City. Now, I don't care out there if you disagree, but you have to show logic and evidence. And my wife made an interesting comment yesterday. She said, well, people are afraid to call into your show because you'll tell them they're stupid. I don't tell people they're stupid. There's no such thing as a stupid question. But if you try to come to inappropriate conclusions not based on logic and evidence, I'm going to give you a death of 1,000 cuts. It's going to be unpleasant and painful, and you're going to feel the pain for many, many hours or days or months or years. But the fact is, we have emergency departments. We already pay for everybody's health care. Let's do it rationally and make sure we take care of people so they don't get sick in our country. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, we're live. Gary,
I think your proposal for an invention for moving pepper balls or other types of things, I think the
I'm gonna
NRA
go over, say,
should welcome you with open arms, and it would take a lot
I'm gonna send it over
from after the Second
Amendment. I'm gonna put up the other design. I'm gonna make a video. I'm gonna send it to Donald Trump and others. There's three, and I'll probably do a patent on it because I've patented many things over the years. There's three that I think are basic designs. One is what's called a pepper spray knockdown weapon. Basically, you can pepper spray and other things that can be things that will actually create neuromuscular knockdown. And instead of spraying a spray in a direction which dilutes as you spray it out, let's say 20 yards or 20 feet, you want the pepper balls to go at very high velocity. When they burst, they actually create a high concentration rate under the person. So they would do three things. They would disrupt their eyes so they couldn't see. They'd affect neuromuscular control. And they'd cause disorientation, like they couldn't even literally say stand up. Number two, a sound weapon would, based on types of sounds that could actually disrupt someone so that they couldn't be aimed in a specific direction, it would disrupt a person so they couldn't function. And then we could have a scalar weapon that does something just like Star Wars or Star Trek that would disorient or even cause seizures. Those three weapons I'm actually going to design here, and I think I might patent them. I don't want to give my lethal weapons because I know how to make lethal weapons that can actually liquefy your liver or kill you. And I don't want my technology, because you see, I've got a talent. I can literally do and invent almost anything. That's why the dark side, even the Pindar, tried to recruit me 27 and a half years ago to be his understudy and take it over his position. That's why UCLA and the VA hospital back 42 years ago wanted me to work with DARPA to create super soldiers from female fetuses that they were genetically engineering so that I could hack into their cortex and the alphabet of the cortex, harmonic frequency hologram or alphabet of the cortex, so I can actually create an interface with non-liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmets to actually convert to create a cyborg warrior swarm, just like a swarm of killer bees connected to battlefield weapons like drones, etc. People say, "Now, Dr. Deagle, how smart are you?" I said, "If you knew how smart I was, your brain would pop." Now people say, "That's arrogant." I'm not arrogant. I'm talented. But the problem is people don't know that the dark side tried to recruit me multiple times, and they actually try to suppress me. Whether I was suppressed on Genesis, they wouldn't even allow me to have a commercial saying I had a product that I had a show on the network. Or Stattmuller showed great disrespect, and same with Rents. Other hosts and other networks are terrified of Deagle because I actually come up with solutions and analysis of problems that breaks it down to its constituent, decent, logical analysis of what's going on. And these three different weapon systems are non-lethal. They won't kill anybody. I'm going to actually design them. And I'm going to put them out for basically, I think I'll probably patent them and see if I can get a manufacturer to make them, because they're all really simple to do, to be honest with you. I know how to make a scalar weapon that can make hundreds of decibels of subsonic sounds you can't hear, but it'll knock you to the ground like Jell-O. I know how to make a disruptive scalar weapon that can actually affect your nervous system so you can't function. I know how to make a pepper spray ball weapon that includes pepper spray and other things inside the little balls you accelerate with a little air gun. That's probably the simplest to make. And you just have a little air compressor and just pop it out of your pocket and go... And some of those little balls hit somebody, man, they're done. They're history.
Yeah. Well, the other advantage of that is there's no collateral damage. This is so important, and it takes
right.
Well,
wait, I don't want to kill people either. See, if I was an evil, if I was an evil guy, and believe me, people say, "Well, who are you, Dr. Deagle, when God's talking to you personally?" I am the modern incarnation of the descendant of Moshe, who was supposed to be the Pharaoh. I have talents that are superhuman, intellectually and spiritually. And people say, well, who do you think you are? An arrogant SOB. No, I'm not. I'm saved by the grace, because when my first wife got MS and they told me if she didn't have an abortion, she was going to die, I cried and cried for days, and we actually signed the papers. He had it killed her. And when I was required to do abortions as part of my residency training at the University of Calgary, as they turned down the one at the University of UCLA, on Fridays, I was required with Dr. Mata to do abortions on a Friday, and I was so efficient, he wanted me to become a senior resident of the obstetric department and take over the abortuary when he retired from practice. And he already told me he had $24 million in the bank, and he had a villa in Spain, etc. The next week, I was there working as an ICU resident, working in the intensive care nursery, putting in catheters and babies and resuscitating newborns and preemies. And I heard a voice that called me and said, "Get up, Deagle, get up." And after the sixth time, I said, "Leave me alone." I was in my little OR greens, slim at the time, running 6 miles a day to 10 miles a day. And And I said, get up, put this equipment in the mortuary. And I said, leave me alone. And the angel picked me up and threw me against the wall. So here I am, sore as hell after being thrown against the wall. I'm picking myself up. I move an overhead heater and a Gonquil suction and resuscitation equipment. And the next day we're going to do a late-term abortion. We lied on the paperwork because in Alberta you weren't allowed to kill a baby over 20 weeks of age. So a senior resident plunges a needle into the woman's abdomen. Remember, the previous week, Dr. Mott had brought me out to a steakhouse and offered me all kinds of stuff. Take over, Dr. Deagle. You're great. You're a great surgeon. Right? This is a long time ago. This is 47 years ago. So here I am. Senior resident plunges a needle. The woman's abdomen is writhing like it's a B-movie. The baby's dying. And I heard a voice in my head, get down between your legs with a Gonquil suction. I did. Baby popped, cut the cord. And Dr. Mata tried to drive a scalpel into my neck, and the orderly stopped him from inches from cutting my carotid artery and making me bleed to death in the operating room. So I rushed with the baby down to the ICN, and then the head of the Department of Family Practice got me and said, Deagle, I got to get you, man. If Dr. Mata sees you, he's packing. He's going to shoot to kill. So I had to switch hospitals from the Calgary General Hospital to the Foothills Hospital, and I was the top resident of all the hospitals in Calgary, three hospitals, Foothills, Holy Cross, and Calgary General. The top resident. I had to switch to Foothills Hospital, otherwise if Mata saw me, he was going to kill me. And this guy got away with it because he's a millionaire, he's connected, he knew the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons. Nobody was going to turn him into the police because he's a big, powerful guy running the largest abortuary in southern Alberta. So I've dealt with living hell, and God has had me walk, and literally, I still wouldn't refer to middle and late-term abortions, but I refer to first-term because I thought it was a woman's right after I lost my baby. They took my baby, I figured that abortion was okay. So I was a sinner. But in 1985, after I met my beautiful wife, Michelle, who we've been with since 1985, I had a woman come to my office that's a diabetic, and she had no kidneys. And she said, I have no kidneys, but I'm diabetic, and I've got pregnant. I said, oh my gosh, if you don't have an abortion, you're going to die, lady. I'm sorry to tell you this, but if you don't have an abortion, she said, I'm a Christian. God told me to come to you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to come back with my baby. I'm going to get a doctor to keep me on dialysis while I have this pregnancy. She did. In Holy Cross Hospital, she came back 7 months later. I cried so hard I burst blood vessels in my face and I couldn't talk for a day. And I realized I'd become a monster. I gave this story to the Capitol steps in 1997 and with NBC, ABC, and NBC on the Capitol steps of the building, the government buildings in Colorado. And they didn't put 45 seconds of my 45-minute discussion I had now outside. And when the now women heard my talk, some of them had done abortions that day or had had five abortions. They called out and repented and broke their signs right in front of me. People need to know who Dr. Deagle is. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And everybody out there, I don't care how big sins or small sins, our nation's sinning. We're doing lots of good things. We help people when their nation is in trouble. We run in and kind of rescue World War II with the Brits and the Europeans when we actually were part of the ones causing the war. We have our churches that are lost in space because they teach a works gospel that if you do enough good works, God will like you. God loves you even if you're a mass murderer. He wants you to repent, and he is the only one who can take away sin, not us. My sins are not taken away by the actions of Deagle. I don't get a point curve like, hey, Deagle, you did enough good works, now I'll take away your sin. The sin is taken away by the blood of Jesus when you accept God as your is everything you do. He doesn't want a tithe of you. He wants all of you. And he wants all of America. America hasn't repented. America's doomed. We have no missile defense. We have no VMP protection. We have no biological protection against biological weapons. For under $1,000, I could make a weapon that'll kill most Americans. I have skill sets that if I went to the dark side, I would make Darth Vader look like a puppy. I would go from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle. I would be the most scary man in human history. But I'm not, because I'm saved by grace and by the blood. And I want to, as a Christian, realize, people realize, well, the persecution I've had from even media people or co-broadcasters or others don't want to accept me, and don't want to accept that supernaturally, if you ask me a question in any area, I can give you the instant answer or a breakdown of the problem. Like no one in history, just like my ancestor Moshe, when even his brother and sister came before the congregation and said, are we not also prophets? And God may give Miriam, his sister, leprosy, and then told a week later, that Moses would only heal, God would only heal Miriam if he took her hand with leprosy and put it inside his garment. Did you know that? And so Moses, being obedient, did it, even though he was, you know, if he was a regular person, he said, I don't want to get leprosy, they'll put me outside the congregation, I'm the leader. And God, when he pulled her hand out, she was healed. And God was trying to get a point across to the people. If you listen to Deagle, you'll prosper and you do well. If you don't listen, you will suffer and die. And I have a very close friend of mine who I advised a few months ago to let me help with his cancer. Just got his PET scan back yesterday. Cancer's going crazy. Same thing as our government. Look at Donald Trump, what a screw-up he is. He makes a statement a year ago about red flag laws, and now the states are going crazy with red flag laws to grab guns. And it's going to go before the Supreme Court right now, for example. And the real issue, we need to grab people that are crazy, like these youth that have a rape and a hit list, or playing violent video games, which we shouldn't even have out in the public, or watching violent movies. And we wonder why, when these people have been hit with toxic vaccines and their blood-brain barrier is broken down and they got ADD and Asperger syndrome, we wonder why they can't be normal. They're not normal. It's like young Frankenstein. They have an abnormal brain. And people like Deagle, who is a super genius, could actually identify with brain scans and quick scans and everything else exactly why their brain is screwed up. I can give you specific technical details of how screwed up and why it's screwed up. Not just a theory or, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're so arrogant, you think you know everything. If I talk about it, I know it. That scares people. They don't want to I can't ask him a question. He'll think I'm stupid. I don't think you're stupid. I think you're uninformed.
Well, see, most people all on track right now with the United Nations World Health Organization. Bach Chisholm said, quote, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individuality, their loyalty to family traditions, and their national identity.
And, so there's one thing I want to add to that. Their exceptionalism. The thing that made America great is that America, like ancient Israel, was founded that God gave us our rights. No one is created equal. Now, I'm talking about abilities. Everyone is of infinite value to the Creator God, including my daughter with Down syndrome, Kelsey, who's wonderful and very high functioning. But I have yet to meet anybody equal to my intellect or my spiritual gifting. Not one. Now, that's not because I'm wonderful, because if I became evil, God already told me before he sent me back at 8.5, if you fall away, Bill, I'm not just going to send you to hell, I'm going to annihilate you. But because you said before you went back to Earth to give the message to the people of Earth, when you're a little boy with your tonsil cut and bleeding to death, and he cried and he said, because you have said, take my name from the book of life to save my fellows, when, not if you fall away, I will shake your ugly carcass and make you a son of God again so you can save millions. One day I was driving back after I had one of my patients try to kill himself with a shotgun. So I'm nervy. I went over to his home. This is about 28 years ago. And I grabbed the shotgun away from him, and I saved him from blowing his head off. And I put him in my car and drove him all the way to the psych hospital in the middle of the winter storm in Nova Scotia, to the Nova Scotia hospital. And I witnessed to him. By the time I got him there, I got him saved. On my way back, I heard the voice of God say to me audibly, Bill, I'm going to show you the abyss. I'm thinking, hey, God, I'm trying to drive back in a winter storm. This is not good. I want to get back alive. He said, don't worry, I'm God. God's got a sense of humor. Don't worry, Bill, I'm God. I'm thinking, yeah, you got me, God. You got me. I'm a numbskull, okay? So all of a sudden, I'm high above this bottomless pit, and I see all these little sparks like human souls fading into existence and screaming in agony, separated from the Creator God, and knowing they were being annihilated. And I was crying so hard, I couldn't understand. I'm trying to drive, and my tears are running down my face, and I said, why did you show me this? I said, the number is so countless, there's millions there. I said, who are they? He said, they are those who will come to this place of annihilation if you do not serve to me as your my son and servant. And speak to the people of earth and tell them the truth. We have a nation that will not repent. We have an unrepentant, arrogant nation. We have a nation of people who go to church and are Christianese, not Christians. We have a people that are Jews and they're actually Kabbalistic warlocks like Saruman the Magnificent. We have Muslims that serve Allah, the moon war god of Mecca, Medina. We have transhumanists that serve and think that they themselves are going to become God and genetic engineers of a new super race.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. So, Gary, on the break, I want you to ask questions because the solutions are straightforward. In the third hour we're going to have here shortly, Dr. Fred Graves, and I spoke to him for an hour and a half. The guy is a brilliant medical legal genius. And he developed this course called How to Win in Court. We have three boxes. We have the cartridge box, the witness box, or the pro se litigant box, and we have the voter box. One of those boxes we're going to use if we don't use the other boxes. In other words, we'll deteriorate to a hot war. For example, if the number of states decide to push real red flag laws and start seizing guns from millions of Americans, there's 93 million armed Americans with hundreds of millions of guns and billions of bullets. If the government, let's say under Democrats in various states, or the federal government decides that the Democrats eventually take over to seize guns, they're going to have a hot, bloody revolution. And it's going to be unbelievable. And in the meantime, we have climate catastrophes heading toward us in geoclimatic and financial catastrophes. Look at the trade war with China heating up. So I want you to ask the toughest question that if you were asking God in your sleep before you put your eyes closed, or you're praying because you're crying over a dead relative or something, ask the toughest question you'd ask as if God himself was going to give you the answer, and I will provide it for you because I give credit to the Most High. Because I know the answer is 10 to 11% of the time, God, through me, will give you that answer. Go ahead.
Well, I guess there's two things, and they're kind of the same. One is how to get people out of a trance. There's what that word solipsism, and with the theory that the self cannot be aware of anything but its own experiences, and nothing exists but them, but themselves.
Let me explain what you're doing, what you're saying. You're saying we have a public that's psychically paralyzed in their own worldview. Now, God gave me the inspiration years ago to explain this. People are not stupid. Even if they have a subnormal intelligence, let's say like my daughter with Down syndrome, she's learned if you can teach her and spend the time, you can take any person of any intellectual level and attain them anything, musical instruments, computers, whatever. If you just break a problem down to its constituent smallest parts and you're patient with them. The public has what's called vicious ignorance. Now, vicious, you shouldn't say that, Dr. Deagle. They're not stupid. Vicious ignorance means they're used to playing with their cognitive dissonance and mental blocks. One of the things about my intellect and the way my put together, if someone says something that I know is not true, even though I was a 2 and 3 year old, I couldn't tolerate it. I would continue to ask questions of adults until they were turning inside out, having literally a conniption. So the problem I see is that we have to stop talking to try to give a good argument to people, or even a good, you know, artistic expression like a poem or a song or something to get through to people. We have to speak what's called spirit words, which means we have to change their worldview. The worldview of the public, they don't even know if we've actually been to the moon. I talk to people and say, are we actually, this is one of the questions raised when I talked in to Shai Dinan in Israel. The real issue is if you listen to my show, I don't just speak what we call words of knowledge. I speak spirit words and say, how does this man know this? I don't know it because I'm so great. I know it because God speaks through me, just like my ancestor Moshe. So even his brother and sister disrespected him and said, are we not also prophets? No, they're not. I have yet to meet one person on earth that has equivalent intellectual and spiritual gifting, not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm obedient. And God's resurrected me multiple times because the devil wanted to take that damn Deagle out. He even sent a Pindar to me to recruit me 27 years ago. So a real issue is stop trying to give a good argument or dialogue with people or converse and thinking it's going to change people. They're going to still have their viewpoint. They'll walk away as if they didn't even recognize your face. You can talk to a Democrat and you give them a logical argument why their health plan, for example, even when someone makes a point like, for example, Mayor de Blasio of New York, when he's talking to Hannity, and Hannity's trying to trying to interrupt him. And de Blasio actually, believe it or not, the guy's an idiot, but he actually made a valid point. We already pay for health care because in 1987, when I went to Georgia, I remember talking to one nice little black nurse. She said, you know, Dr. Deagle, I'm with you, I want to tell you. And of course, she was protecting me because inside her purse, she had a Magnum 357 with dum-dum bullets because people in the emergency in Georgia came in with machetes, shotguns, and other things under the pillow, and they tried to shoot me, okay, or hack me. And believe me, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive, so imagine they didn't get the best part of it. So she said, you know, just before you came, I'm glad that the law was passed before you arrived here, because if someone had a gunshot wound, we would just strap them to a gurney outside the emergency room doors, and they'd just bleed to death, and then we'd move their carcass to the morgue. I said, you're kidding. She said, no, no. Now, of course, we have laws. If you visit from Angola or Mexico or you're an illegal, you can go to emergency department, but emergency doctors are not appropriate if you've got a pregnant mother or a child with a specific health problem that needs follow-up or a geriatric problem that needs proper geriatrician evaluation. So we pay enormous amounts of money to people so they can go to emergency, and yet to say we don't want to have coverage for all Americans. I hear these crazy Republicans saying that. I want a system where life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you even visit America, we're going to take care of your carcass. We also need to get a system that gets rid of malpractice, state licensure. I have alternative pathways for people to get licensure. So if you're a medic for 5 tours of duty and you're doing surgery in a mass unit in a battlefield and putting people's legs back on and sewing up arteries, you should be able to dial to study the database. Or if you're a nurse of 20 years and want to learn how to do C-sections, damn it, let them learn how to do them. Okay, or a family doctor that wants to learn how to do them. I have friends that learn how to do C-sections who are just plain family doctors, but they're in the middle of nowhere. So you have to know how to do an emergency C-section, or the patients and the mother and the baby are going to die. Okay? So, believe it or not, de Blasio had a comment, just like Elizabeth Warren has some common sense comments once in a while, even though she deviates off into weird stuff. So, we don't have a public that's stupid. We have a public that plays with their mental blocks, and you can't give them a logical argument or a wonderful prayer or even, if you want to call it, a wonderful song or a metaphor to change their mind. We have to give them a worldview change. Do you need to understand, do you want to have a world where everybody is colorblind to your skin or what nation you came from or whether or not you can afford health care, that we won't terminate you because it's too expensive to keep your carcass alive? In socialist countries like Canada, they kill you. So does that give you an answer? The answer is spirit words, world-changing words to change your worldview. We cannot expect to win an argument or do as a metaphor to change people's hearts. We need to change their soul. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the other thing is that I remember standing in the mass, I guess, one time when the repetition that they do, you know, God have mercy, God have mercy, you know, time after time.
Yeah, yeah, what they do is they keep repeating the same,
I'm looking across this whole church full of people, and I don't think, you know, it's certainly not me that's doing the judging. I don't know what they've done, but my guess is there aren't very many people there that really should be destined for hell. And if heaven is so great, why do they fear death so much, or when it happens to their children? Don't they believe strong enough that they're now in a better place and under
we attach the word ish to anything, you know, like, you know, something is like, you know, famous-ish or fancy car-ish. These are Christian-ish people. They have been received a false gospel of good works. If you do enough good works, God's going to like you and let you in. Did you hear the comments of the Pope recently in the last year or so? He said, well, even if you're an atheist and you're just a good person, God will let you in. No, he won't. You are a wonderful person in this realm, but you're not going to be in the next realm. The next realm is eternity, where there's no past or future, and nothing evil can go into the realm of eternity. And even the least sinner, if you do not repent, doesn't exist in that realm. It doesn't matter how big your sin or how small your sin is. If you don't repent of it, you don't live in eternity. You have to start living with God today, and heaven starts today you serve God, not when you die. And people, when you die, you're going to heaven. No, you're not. If you aren't in heaven with God today and serving God today, you're not going there because you aren't there with him now. Why do people have the delusional idea that somehow they can, you know, have a deathbed conversion or serve God the last moment, the last breath, and the last heartbeat? Doesn't happen. I know from my own experience, let me tell you, that the lies of the church is paralyzing the nation. It's a nation, they believe in this thing called Kol Nidre in Judaism, where you have Yom Kippur and you pour all your sins on an animal or whatever, and the animal takes all your sins, and you go back and put in the screws to your business partners or your wife or doing weird things. No. The smallest sin condemns you to a separation from the Creator. And only God can take away sin. We can't. But this is not being taught by any church of any religion. Look at Islam. They preach that if you follow Islam, which is submission, somehow you'll be good for Allah, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. The transhumanists think, well, we'll just upgrade you to make a superhuman so you'll live 1,000 years. Yeah, 1,000 years of misery, genetically engineered and interfaced with the supernet, so you're literally part of a node of knowledge connected to a supercomputer. Hell on earth, literally, cybernetically. And the people don't understand that God wants us to be his bride. He wants us, collectively, down the road where we become trillions and quadrillions that colonize Mars and the belt and then spread across the galaxy and terraforming Titan, the moon of Jupiter, and going across the cosmos to become agents and angels of light, to literally have extended lifespans and literally become the representative of gods through this physical world of the heavens. Not heaven playing a harp, the heavens. We don't hear that, do we? The churches are preaching bull. And it's all in the Bible. That's why Jesus is coming back for a bride. We are going to be, with the Spirit of God fused into our soul, co-equal collectively to the creator of the universe. Co-equal. We'll be equal, like a bride is equal to the husband. The human race will become co-equal with the creator of the universe. That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah. It's amazing that the mind can handle going from horse and buggy 140 years ago to robots on Mars and other places.
Well, let me give you a few factoids. I'm not allowed to say too much yet, but I know pretty well everything. One of the first things that happened when I went to U.S. Space Command on July 10th, 1994, is the head of Space Command said, "We control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars." You mean the moon. He said, "Shut the F up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk, and so you don't freak out. We're going to tell you everything." And believe me, I know everything. When we went back to Mars, we have a colony on Mars since 1982. So you see these stupid movies about Mars. They found ancient human monuments going back tens of thousands, maybe a million years, of showing human civilization on Mars, which was destroyed by an ancient galactic war. And the oxygen atmosphere ripped off the planet with the ancient galactic war. We have a moon operation on the moon, where we even had a city and operations there even before the Eagle landed. We did our little kind of play here. And then they did a movie in a movie theater in a movie set to make us not believe we ever went to the moon. So I hear idiots out there, we didn't go to the moon. Going to the moon is easy sneezy. But do they protect themselves against zeta particles and cosmic rays that can fry their brain and cause their IQ to drop? No. Do they know how to make a torsion field space vortex around a space vehicle so we can fly at or above the speed of light and not be destroyed by cosmic rays, X-rays, and zeta particles? Yeah, we know how to do that. Are we interacting with advanced beings from other worlds? Yes. America and the International Space Fleet that Gary McKinnon pulled up, which is why they tried to extradite this little Asperger kid who's very good and managed to hack into the naval computers 20 years ago. They're still trying to extradite him from Scotland. People need to understand what I know goes so far beyond coast-to-coast radio, Rents Network, Alex Jones, and any of these other morons that basically play around the edges like a mouse chewing the edges of a large garment. They don't understand anything. I understand everything. And I'm not going to necessarily tell you because you don't need to know this stuff, but you need to know that our nation's dying. If we get into a war with Iran and Russia, 300 million Americans will die in 24 hours. And Iran and Syria have the all-advanced biological weapons that the Russians had at BioPreparat. I know. I was trained by a bioweaponeer over almost 50 years ago. All right? So this is not open to your damned opinion out there. And I'm not saying you're stupid. You're uninformed. Ask better questions, pray, and then take action. When we come back, we're going to talk with an amazing guy, Dr. Fred Graves. Thank you, Gary, for your questions. And I hope people understood the answers were not from me, but from the Creator God as a witness to you. This is the end of the age. We're there. We're not going to be there soon. We're there now. This is the end of the deal.
It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.